A total of 6 executive agencies presented budget requests for the coming year at Tuesday's cabinet meeting. But there could be dark clouds hanging over some of those plans. State economists are warning lawmakers money is beginning to run short, and next year's budget may be in for some serious belt tightening.
Well, we're certainly sensitive to the situation there, but we think that with the regulatory trust being the condition that it's in, it's a minimal budget request, so we're optimistic. But of course, we understand the key decisions that the legislature has to make.
That's David Altmaier, the new head of the Office of Insurance Regulation. He's asking for $31.6 million. It's about $700,000 more than the current year, but like he said, the money comes from a trust fund, not the general revenue pool where forecasters are projecting a shortfall. Altmaier says the bulk of the money would go towards salary increases for low-level employees.
What we would like to do is make sure that some of those folks that come in into the entry-level OAR positions have some incentive to stay around. I mean, they develop skills that are critical for a regulator to have, and when they leave, we have to develop somebody else.
Other agencies are emphasizing their reliance on trust funds instead of general revenue as well.
So that is all spending authority is currently out of trust funds, so there's no general revenue associated with this.
That's Terry Rhodes, the director of Florida's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Rick Swearingen heads up the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and he is asking for $12 million out of the shrinking general revenue fund, but he has a backup plan.
Well, I ask for what we need. The crafting of the, where the money comes from falls on the legislature, but we do have an ability to shift some of that funding to our operating trust fund. So that's the good news. Yes, general revenues may be down, but we can shift some of that to our operating trust fund.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel David Sutphin of the Department of Veterans Affairs is asking for a little more than $8 million in general revenue, with the bulk of it going to 2 veterans' homes.
I'm certainly not going to take money away from starving children or families in need out through there. But we'll find a way, maybe through our trust fund, to move some things around with help from the legislature, if I have to do that, in order to get this home built for the veterans that have great need. We're supposed to have 4,049 beds. I have 870 beds in the state of Florida.
Securing those funds will be important, especially for FDLE and Veterans Affairs. In the wake of the Pulse nightclub shooting, FDLE's Swearingen is hoping to hire 46 new counterterrorism officers. On the veterans' home issue, the federal government is ready to nearly double the state investment, but not until Florida Annie's up. There's still a long way to go before the budget process begins in earnest, and agency requests could still shift. What's more, the governor and the legislature will have their chance to weigh in on agency expenditures, with lawmakers deciding who gets what. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.